God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on September 27th to save us all. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. Christmas is here, word of good cheer. S-U-N, 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 sun, sun, up, O-F, sun, up, God, G-O-D, S-U-N, O-F, G-O-D, sun, son of God, son of God, son of God, university.
University, International, baby.
H-R-I-S-T. Welcome live from the west coast of the United States of America in the home of the Seattle Seahawks. I got my football and I got my Marshawn Lynch jersey on right now. We are live in the Mount Vernon area on the mountaintop of the Puget Sound, Seattle, Washington. Welcome live here at Son of God University, George J. Susie Christ International. The cool temperature is a cold 34 degrees in Seattle, Washington, at the Seattle Stadium, at the football field. They won the game today. The Seattle Seahawks, they beat Pittsburgh Steelers 39-30. Yes, we whooped their asses and we're proud of it. Go Seahawks. Go Seahawks. We are thankful for that. Yes. So we're here live on the Pacific Coast in the United States of America, in the Seattle, Washington, the headquarters of the Holy Ghost, headquarters of Son of God University. We thank you for tuning in live, and our archives are free. Now, my brother, what is the call to get to the archives? They're free anytime.
Yeah, they just go to BBS Radio and click in.
Oh, they don't go to Son of God?
They don't have to go to Son of God.
Oh, okay.
So people that tune in, you know what to do. Look at archives.
Okay, cool. You have heard it live from my sweetheart brother. You click it in live, baby, and our archives are free. You can hear them anytime, day or night. And we are grateful to be in this cold Pacific Northwest. This temperature is very chilly. Icicles, but out of all that, the Seattle Seahawks football team, they took it to the top. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus, baby. My brother is the founder of Son of God University, the Royal Prince of the Earth. He is the founder. We've been Son of God University for well over, 21 years?
22 years.
Yes. So he is the founder of Son of God University, the Royal Prince of the Earth, the fifth element. My brother is here live on this planet Earth. This is Son of God University, baby. Jesus, baby.
Yeah, baby, we're here to glorify the eternal creator of the universe. We pray right now for Jerusalem. Eternal Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, we thank you for blessing Jerusalem. You instructed us years ago to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob will bless that great nation. We thank you right now for your compassion. We thank you for your love, oh, great Jesus Christ of glory. We are so gratified and thankful that we have many listeners around the world. We have new people. I have talked with some people who had a hugging revival in the Puget Sound region, and I don't usually mention people's names on the radio, and you know, unless they don't mind. But we have a lady that was very excited and very enthused, my brother, and she lives in the Edmonds, Washington area in the Puget Sound. And I give a shout-out, we give a shout-out to Wendy.
Wendy.
We love you. We bless you, sweetheart. And I love your dog, Kyler. Uh-huh. And the dog talks to me and plays with me when I'm in the Puget Sound region. And we have a ball. And they probably say, did they say the dog talks? Yes, he does. Because he makes that sound like he's trying to talk to me. And he gets excited and he jumps up and rejoices. So we say Merry Christmas to Wendy and to many of the people all over the Puget Sound and throughout the world itself. We are so grateful to be here. these temperatures on the cold side. I had to put on my sweatshirt, my other sweatshirt with the Seahawks, and then I got the jersey underneath that I talked to you earlier about. I'm still taking more jerseys. I mean, I want more. I got Alexander Sean jersey. I want a Russell Wilson jersey and a Richard Sherman jersey. So just keep on, baby. I got Marshawn Lynch, and I want another Marshawn Lynch official jersey. I don't get enough of them. And I love them. So if you find anyone, just send them to the post office box, and I won't get mad. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. We love everybody. We are excited. You know, we serve the Jewish Jesus. The Jewish Jesus, Jesusi. You know, Jesusi, people forget the Son of God, Jesusi, is Jewish. Is that right, my brother?
Definitely so.
He was promised, Hebrew, he was promised 5,000 years ago, according to biblical history and records, and to the, and the Torah, and also in the Pentateuch and the Holy Bible, and various other scrolls and scriptures that talks about the forthcoming of Messiah, or Messiah, the Son of God. This is what Christmas is all about, a Christmas. We are in love with Jesus Christ. We love all people of all faith, of all religion. We love atheists, Buddhists, Shinto, Hindu, Islam, Christian, what's the other ones? Yeah.
Zoroaster.
Krishna. Yeah, Krishna consciousness, atheism, atheist. We have no negative blunt smokers, lovers, prostitutes, saints, sinners, everybody. We're not saying that to be facetious. We are true. We love every human being on the planet. You see, we don't look down on nobody. Why? Because the Son of God, Jesus Christ of glory, he don't look down on nobody. You see, the scripture says in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever so believeth and loveth and worshipeth at Jesus Christ shall have life everlasting. Now, that's in the Glory to Jesus version. In the King James version, his Royal Majesty, it says, a little shorter, like, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever lives and believeth in him shall not die or perish, but shall have everlasting life. So you see, sweethearts, the name of the game is not to proclaim a religion. Because you can be religious all you want. You can be this, you can be that, but do you have love in your heart for the people? Have you forgiven people that caused you names? Have you have love in your heart? The name of the game is I like it like that. You got to have love, my heart, between
you,
my brother.
You got that right. On that note, yes, you got to have love. The only way you can have that love, my loving brothers and sisters, is through the ghost, holy Jesus Christ spirit.
What is that?
That is the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Without that, you cannot have love. Love comes before that. You can have human love. That only goes a little bit. To have the divine love of the Son of God, the agape love, the love that everybody is searching for, that love only comes by through the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost of promise. And you can only get that through Jah Jesus, the Son of God. Now, there's Jah Jesus, the Son of God. Then there's also Jah Jesus, the Holy Ghost.
Explain
same
that.
Name.
Explain that, my
Jah
brother.
Jesus, the Son of God, is the Son of God. He came and died on this planet that you may have life, that you can overcome in this third dimensional world, that you can become a God. That's the only reason he died, for you can become a God. Because back in the day when Jehovah, Lord Jehovah, he had worlds come and go because they were fractured. They were translucent, and they weren't as heavy as this earth. Jesus Christ made this earth so thick and hard, so you can have all kind of sin and still repent and become a God. You could not do that in Jehovah's day. Once something fractured, it would be destroyed. You always heard of destruction and this and that back in the Old Testament.
Yes.
But now we in the New Testament of Jah Jesus. Everyone that's born of a woman is Jah Jesus territory. Jehovah has no jurisdiction on this planet right now. He's a powerful being. He's a very loving being. He's Jesus' father. But Jehovah gave this planet over to the Son of the living God, which is Jesus. Every knee shall bow unto who?
Jesus,
baby. It's not Jehovah. I know a lot of the church world is praising Jehovah,
right,
and they are saying the Father, and the Father in their consciousness is Jehovah. But remember, he has no power or jurisdiction. He's very powerful, but he
right.
gave it all to Jesus. Everybody's born of a woman, Jesus territory. You go to Jesus has his own kingdom, you
yes.
know, separate from Jehovah. Because, man, Jehovah, you don't want to go there. Because the first seven spirit was
Enoch.
He was up there. Man, he had a time. He was up there for transfiguration one of this time. He went up to like the third, fourth, and the angels supposed to take him. They say, we got to get the hell out of here. I don't want to go up to Jehovah because all these sparks. So you know what happened? They don't say that in the scripture. Jesus took him up there.
Right.
He took him up there, the love of the Son of God. He so loved the world. He loves you. He prays you. I don't know why people don't want to say his name.
Right.
They're scared. They don't want to say Jesus. They're scared. Like we said before, if you're scared, go to church. You're scared. You don't want to say it. It's power behind that name. It's authority. Remember, as you praise and love this Son of God, and you ask for the divine Holy Ghost, you'll get it. And once you get it, it's a power. My brother was saying about forgiveness and stuff. You cannot forgive on your own. You only can forgive through the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the power. You try to forgive, you can't do it. You'll go fall back. You try to do this, stop smoking for a little bit, then all of a sudden you fall back. See, it's a power that will deliver you from cigarette smoke, weed smoking, drugs, whoremonging, whatever it is, it's a power. And that power is Jesus' energy. It's an energy. It's a power that comes, and that power will just transform you. You remember back in the day, on 11, bro, when they had these revivals, these tent meetings like R.W. Schembach, you know, and these old-timers, and they used to use the power. They don't do that too much today. They had the power, and people would deliver from drugs. They would deliver from all kinds of ailments. That's another thing, from cancer,
right.
from all kinds of stuff. You know what cancer is, you know? You get cancer because you have hate in your heart, unforgiveness, rheumatism, all that stuff start from the seed of the thought, of the vibration you carry. If you don't have love, you can't have love, like I said, unless you have the power of the Holy Ghost. You may think they have love, but the love is not going to last. It's a temporary love. You want the everlasting love of Jesus, and the only way to get that is through Jesus. You have to go through the Son of God, Jesus. After you repent of your sins, people say, oh, I'm saved. No, you're not sinned. You're not saved. You can't be saved. How are you saved? You don't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Less than 1% of the church, even less than, has the Holy Ghost. That's why things going in shambles. That's why the pimps are taking your money. They rob you. They take your money. You like it. You keep doing it. They're not teaching about the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost will deliver you from all things. It is your comforter. It is your peacemaker. It is your guide. It tells you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. It tells you what mate to marry. It tells you what job to take. It tells you all things. It will deliver you from all kinds of illness, whether it's cancer, AIDS, or what have you. It will deliver you. That power of the Holy Ghost, that's what you need. You need that Holy Ghost, and you can only get it through the Son of God. And no church hardly is teaching that. That's why you see all kinds of stuff. When we go to church, we see all kinds of stuff going on. Sex in the back room, wife swapping, this, that. Yes, it's going to be that. You know why? No Holy Ghost. You can't live holy. How can you? You ain't got the power. If you don't have the power, forget it. It's not going to happen. You can't do things on your own. On your own, you can do nothing. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost that you can forgive. How are you going to forgive somebody? You can't forgive. That's the problem, what's happening with the African-American black male. And then you have the policeman. All this shooting. You know why? No Holy Ghost between both of them. The cops usually don't have the Holy Ghost. And the African Americans don't have the Holy Ghost. So what happens? He'll shoot a nigga. He'll shoot you dead. You know why?
That's right.
Because a lot of times the African American male will mop off, and the policeman has feelings, and he'll just shoot you. He'll shoot the nigga. He'll shoot you dead. Say nothing of it. He'll shoot you. He has feelings, too. We're not saying it's right, but that's what happens. Or sometimes it could be a misshooting, or it could be other things. But most times, if you put it on the weightiness of stuff, it's the agitation of the black male. He's agitating that a lot of times. It's a lot of times they're not saying it, but he's agitated, as me and the father taught, the agitation of the cops. See, the cops, they have a hard job. They got to deal with a lot of vibration, a lot of people. You see the cops on radio. I'm on TV. I mean, I don't have TV. That's why I say radio. So you see it. When you watch it, you see it. Oh, you have drugs in your car. Oh, no, officer, I don't have drugs. Yes, if you do, I'll let you go. Oh, no, officer, I don't have no drugs. You sure? Now, I'm going to let you go if you do. Oh, I don't. Check the car. Officer, you know, my grandmother gave me that drug. Come on. They make all kinds of lies. Oh, they lie before Jesus. They do that and do that. You see, that they put themselves in their own vibration. Then they say, shoot me, cop, shoot me. Many times, shoot me, shoot me. So, you know, it's a both sides. You got to look at the whole picture. You know, we have Black Lives Matter. That's cool. But I'm going to tell you, nothing is going to change until you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
When you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then the cops will change because they'll have the Holy Ghost. They'll know not to shoot. They'll know when to shoot. Then you have the African-American male. He will live in dignity. He won't mouth off. He'll live in respect. He will be a divine being. Then you won't have all this stuff. But until then, it's going to be shooting. It's going to be chaos. And then people are going to get wound up. And then they're going to have marches. They're going to have this. And it's going to be a continuous cycle. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost is coming from the heavens. That Spirit of Christ is coming heavy every day. And if you don't have it in you, it's going to be all around you. And you're going to react to it. You're going to fly off the handle. You're going to have disease. You're going to have unpleasant thoughts. You're going to have not your mind is not going to be at ease. You're not going to have the peace of Jehovah Jesus in you. You're not going to have that. All you're going to do is start reacting. And instead of living, being the meek, be the meek of the earth. You know what the meek of the earth is? The strong and the mighty. The strong and the mighty are going to withstand it because they're going to have that spirit of love within them. They're going to have that spirit of wisdom with love. They're going to know what to do. While everybody else is going to fly off the handle, everybody else is going to say this and that, and they're going to be way out the window. And then what's going to happen? The spiritual revolution is here. The revival is here, and it's the inner revival into your consciousness, and they're looking for it, and it's already here, and they're flying off the handles doing all this and that, and it's just one thing after another, and it's not going to be any peace until you get the peace of Jehovah Jesus in you, the Jesus peace, the Holy Ghost, John Jesus, the Holy Ghost. As you have that Holy Ghost within you, then you are at peace. You won't fly off the handle. You can live in the kingdom of heaven on earth because you'll have the peace. Everything will go well with you while everything around you is distraught in all kind of confusion. And you will know what's what. You will have the discernment to know what's going on. You will have the seership to see what's going on. And then as you grow and elevate and glow, then pretty soon you'll be in the fourth dimension, a transfigured being. And then as you're a transfigured being, you are a god or a goddess. That is everybody's destiny, is to be a god or a goddess. That's why you're on the earth. You're not on the earth to work at Burger King. You're not on the earth to be a lawyer or a doctor. You're on the earth. That's jobs that you have. But your main destiny is to overcome and become a god or goddess. Because without that, it's nothing. You're not going to be happy. You can get all the toys you want. You can get all the gadgets you want. And that's the problem in America. Everybody's in the gadgets. You have this to entertain. You have that. Then that gets old. You want something new. What's new in that? What's new? Because that's played out. The only thing that's eternal is the Christ light, that jewel within you. That's the only thing that's eternal that's going to be happy, chick, baby. You're going to be happy all the time. You're going to be peace of mind. You're not going to have no dis-ease of your body. You're not going to have no disease, same thing, of your body. You're going to have health with the wealth. See, when you seek the kingdom of heaven, which was within you, all things will come to you. Because when you have that Christ light, that energy, that Christ Krishna, the all-attractive one, that all-attractive energy, that will bring all things to you. Just like Jesus, he had that prime example. He needed to pay his taxes. He fished. He got the gold coin out the fish, gave it to the tax collector. All things will come to you. Money, whatever else. You don't have to be a pimp to get the money. You don't have to deceive people to get the money. It will come. You will work, and then money will just come to you because you have the Christ-like energy. You're not stuck up because money is good. It's good to have money, but some preachers, that's all they want. They want your dollar. I'm sorry to say, they want the tip of your soul for the dollar, not to save your soul. They want to drain you of your money and get all that they can for they can have their planes and whatever. That's the level of consciousness that they're at. But I'm telling you, you have everything within you that God Jesus, when he made you, he put that Christ light within you. And when you get hold of that Christ light and you start praising that Christ light, then you repent to God Jesus, the Son of God, and you start praising God Jesus to give you more of that Holy Ghost. Once you have that Holy Ghost, man, you're on your way. It's just like, it's a bada boom. I mean, like, it's just an eye-opener. You're a changed person. You have a happy cheek. You have power. You have energy. You want energy? Get the power of the Holy Ghost. Athletes, you want energy? Get the power of the Holy Ghost. You want to succeed on your job? When you have the power of the Holy Ghost, you have an edge because the intelligence is telling you what to do before anybody else. You see what's going to happen. It's going to be a revolution here, and it's happening now, that the people who have the Holy Ghost are going to take over because the people who don't are going to be left behind. You're going to be deadbeats. You're going to be left behind because the people who have that power, they're going to be using it in their jobs. They're going to be using it in their marriage. They're going to be using everything, and everything is going to fall into place and be perfect among them because they got the power of the Holy. They got that perfect energy. That energy works perfection. And as you become more perfected, then you're taken to another dimension. That's how it works. We want to get into that Holy Ghost. We want to perfect our marriages. Women, we want to perfect our marriages. Remember, women, the man is the head of the household, not the female. In America, it's a lot of stuff that's going on like that. You may have your name. You know, that's not in Jesus' pamphlet about that. Basically, the man is the head. He's the guy. I'm not saying he's a dictatorship. I'm not saying he should beat you. He should hit you. He is the guy. He is the Lord. He is the Christ for you. Jesus is Lord over lords, but then they're Lord men over their families. They are the Lord. They are the ones that should be guiding the family, not the female. That's the way it is. That's the way it always is. That's the way the scriptures say it is. The man, because when you have that, everything is in divine order. Especially when he's in the job, Jesus, everything has to be in divine order. And you have to submit to that and know that because you cannot become a transfigured being or a goddess without that. If you want to be a ruler over your man, if you want to antagonize him, if you want to badmouth him, and men, that goes for to you too. You want to always keep your woman down and beat her, stuff that, that's not of God Jesus. It goes both ways. Your marriage has to be a divine marriage. You have to love one another. First of all, you have to love God Jesus. And then you love, the second love is loving your mate, not your children. Your mate. Remember, because if your love, you produce the children. How are you going to love something you produce? You love your mate first, then the children. Your mate is the major love that you. And I see a lot of women and men, they go to their children first, and then there's a split. because, oh, I love my children more than my mate. No, 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 my brothers and sisters. You have the divine love of your mate. That's very vitally important. Without that, it's no go. You're not going to have a divine marriage. You're not going to be in sync with Jesus. You can say Jesus all you want. You can go to church all you want. You can read the Bible all you want. There's a lot of Christians that do that. But without the Holy Ghost, you're missing the key, the main ingredient. You can do all that. That means nothing to Jesus. You can give the pimps all your money. You can't buy your way to heaven. That means nothing. It doesn't mean anything to Jesus. What means to Jesus is that Holy Ghost that you get in touch with his spirit. So it's the spirit that moves Jesus. It's the spirit that communes. You only can commune through his spirit. You can talk to Jesus through his spirit. It's the spirit of Jesus you got to be connected with. If you're not connected, you're behind. You are a deadbeat because you got to be connected with that Holy Ghost spirit. That spirit is within you. It moves you. It grooves you. I don't care if you play an instrument, it's moving you in that. A singer, an artist, an electrician, a plumber, it helps you in every endeavor. A doctor, the president of the United States, President Barack Obama, it helps him with everything he does. This divine energy is there. It's the Holy Ghost. It has a name, and this name is Jesus, baby.
You got that right, sweetheart, baby, my loving brother. You know, he's telling you, my brother is speaking about everyday living, how the integrity and the respect for all humankind. When you have the art of respect, you have no problem with the police, but probably little to none. And, you know, recapping on that, and with the husband and the wife, when you got respect for one another, it's a smooth operation, and it's not rigidness. That's the problem with people today. They don't take the simple things and apply the divine principles of the Holy Ghost. You see, this Holy Ghost is very real. Like my brother said, this power, this loving force, this awakening force is from the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Jesus Christ. You see, this is real because I hear people from the Edmonds, Washington, to Mount Vernon, to Seattle, the Puget Sound region, to Thailand, and all over the planet. They be griping and complaining to me, and I say, wait a minute, you got two eyes, and you can see out of your eyes. My eyes don't see at this particular moment. Why are you griping, and why am I a happy chick? Why am I giving thanks? Why am I giving thanks, my brother? What's the difference? What do you be?
Well, give it thanks because, first of all, you have the Ghost Holy.
Oh.
You have the happiness within. You have that fire, that Holy Ghost and fire. You have that fire, light, love within you. Once you have that, you go by the force of light. You can call it the force, the energy. You move by the energy. So you have no worries. You have no, even though you can't see, people say, how do you get around? You move with the force. It was something called Daredevil, something I saw one time. I don't watch TV. And this guy was moving by the force. He didn't have eyes, but he did everything. That's how you do. You work by the force and the intelligence. So as you work by the force and intelligence, you can walk down the street, you know where you're going. The intelligence is guiding you. That's how my brother works. He works with the intelligence. He does. He can go in a hotel, check in. He can do everything his own. I mean, I'm there sometimes, not all the time, but he works by the divine intelligence. And that's what my brother and I are telling you. Work with the divine intelligence. He's a prime example. He doesn't have eyes to see, but he can work by the divine intelligence, and he's a happy chick, and he's female. We say it because that's what you have to be in Jesus' kingdom.
Right.
He's the male. What did he say? The scripture says, my brother?
The head of the church, Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and he calls the church a she.
Right.
Even though we have a dick, we are a she because we are the female principle of Jesus Christ Almighty. And as we are meek and mild and humble, that makes us the mighty ones.
Right.
Because we are the prince and kings and priests of God and of his Christ. And so, therefore, as we are humble, the Lord Jesus will exhort us and exalt us to a great status because we are under the administration of Jesus Christ. And so, when you are girly and you are feminine, the feminine qualities, you are apt to be in love with Jesus Christ. If you're too macho, then you got a problem. You see, because you think you know it all. You think you can't love Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ is so supreme over all worlds, all planetary systems, over the heavens, over the earth, even over hell. So it's like it's time for the Christian church and people all over the planetary system to get in alignment and submit to this wonderful, glorious, wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. It's free will. You're not forced to do it. It's by the grace and the love and the glory of Jesus Christ. Now, I'll give you some examples. I have given it before. What I went through when I was a young laddie. When I was a young lad, between 3 and 5, a little longer up to 8 years old, I suffered with seizures, severe seizures, and the kind that make you chew up your tongue. And my parents had to put a spoon in my mouth, and I chewed them up. You know, they showed me years later how they were all mismangled and wrinkled. But how do you say that? They're all bent up and everything. I said, how did I do that? Well, you know, the seizure went at 2,000 miles per hour, I believe, or maybe per second, of that seizure that it took over, and the tongue went out of control. And the doctor said if they didn't use those spoons, I have no tongue today, and I wouldn't be able to speak. But thanks be to the glory of Jesus Christ. I chewed up many spoons. They went shopping a lot because that was the safest thing to have to put in your mouth, you know, without going defect. They couldn't use a knife. That would be dangerous. But the spoon, not a fork because of the bite, but the spoon was perfect. Now, I pray to God, the Father, Jehovah, and I say, you know, I don't like this. I got to take these big, thick half-an-inch pills to tame this seizure. And I said, well, God is too busy, so he ain't listening. Now, remember, I was a young laddie, you know, between 5 and 8, going through the changes. And I said, well, you know, I need to talk to that young God, that young one, that Son of God. I said, because I'm talking to God the Father, and look like I ain't getting no reaction. That's the way I, you know, no disrespect, but at that young age. I said, Jesus, I hear that you are like God. You are the Son of God. I don't know too much about you. All what I know is when my dad prayed, he prayed to Jesus Christ. And when my mom usually prays, he prayed to God, the Father, Jehovah, Yahweh. And now Yahweh really belongs to Jesus, but some of the Jews think it belongs to the Father, but I won't argue that in the Hebrew or dispute it. So I said, I'm going to try this young God, Jesus. So I say, today people would say, yo, Jesus, I need some help. But I said, Jesus, Son of God, whoever you are, I said, you see these pills? They don't taste good. They're too thick. I don't like swallowing pills. I never did like pills. And I say, you know, this seizure, I have to wake up in the middle of the night, and my parents got to be on duty, you know, so many hours to watch for me when I run. Because when you have those seizures, you go into a fit of rage. You just run through the house, run into the wall. In other words, demons have tried to destroy me when I was a young lad. And so they would stand watch. Then I got to the point where the grace of the Lord Jesus let me know I was going to have a seizure. Usually you don't get a warning. But I say, I'm getting ready to have a fit. Dad, I'm getting ready to have a fit because he was on duty. Or Mom, I'm getting ready to have a fit right now. So they know how to come and get the spoon and do the deal. That was the guidance and the mercy of Jesus Christ in the midst of my hell. So as I worship Jesus and pray to Jesus, I say, Jesus, this is now ending. Thank you. You are now giving me strength. I appreciate you, sweet Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking this away, Jesus. Jesus Christ, in your great name, thank you for delivering me from the seizures. Well, the next day I woke up and they had the big bottle of thick pills. I started stepping on them, and Dad said, what do you do? What's the matter with what are you doing? I said, Dad, I talked to the young God. I talked to that new God, the God of the New Testament. He said, you mean Jesus? Yes, Jesus. I said, he hear me. The other God, the Father, I think he was busy with angels. And he said, no, son, he's never too busy. He wanted you to try his son. I said, I did the right thing, you see. So anywho, to make a medium story more medium, I pray to Jesus. And when I pray to Jesus, I got delivered. And I used to have a speech impediment. I couldn't talk right. And I am delivered, and I give glory to Jesus right now, you see. So nobody can tell me, Jew or Gentile, Greek or Hebrew, black or white, Spanish or Asia. You cannot tell me that the Lord Jesus Christ is not real. He was born in Israel, September 27th, 4 B.C., plus or minus, over 2,000 years of age, still looks like he's 33, plus young tax, handsome and attractive, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. He is real, sweetheart. I didn't learn this Jesus in Sunday school. Although I've been to Sunday school, I've been to Sabbath school, I've been to Jewish schools, I've been to Catholic schools, I've been to the Baptist Theological Seminary, the Lutheran Senate, I've been to a Jehovah's Witness training, I've been to the Mormon Church training, I've been to the Catholic, I've been everywhere. And I balance it out, and I experienced Jesus for myself. When I was a young laddie to a medium-age laddie to a youth laddie right now, I know in whom I believe, I trust in whom I love. This is what Son of God University, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is all about. It's about teaching you to experience this great God, Jesus, the Son of the Father. When you experience and you pray and you know, that's why I go around saying Merry Christmas year-round. People say, why don't you say Merry Christmas in April? Why don't you say it in October? Well, first of all, those who know the knowledge, Jesus was born in September. So if I say it in October, we pass Christmas Day. I say it in November, we far past Christmas Day. And then we go into the other Christmas Day, December 25, when most of the world recognizes the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we celebrate all of it. We do it in September. We acknowledge the one coming up in a few days in December. And we're just Jesus Christ crazy, crazily in love. Why? Because Jesus, over millions of people, billions, can testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ is the true and living God who came out of the fires of the Father, who formed his body out of the powers of the fires of the Holy Spirit, so we can be able to behold his glorious face. This Jesus Christ, the scripture says in the book of Acts, God has raised up Jesus and has glorified Jesus Christ and has given him the anointed power of the Holy Ghost. So God gave Jesus the power of the Holy Ghost that he may live, move, and have his being and be a happy God or a happy chick, and he can do things the way he should do them, that he may be our Redeemer and our Savior. So God the Father, the Creator, Jehovah, has given Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ, Jesus, the anointed gift of the power of the Holy Ghost. So if we are to receive the Holy Ghost, that means that Jesus has to be the example. So this awakening force that's coming up in Star Wars in December 18, I believe, 2015, it's really talking about the Christ energy, you see, because those who are Star Wars fans, and we are Star Wars fans, is that right, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
We love Star Wars. It talks about the force be with you. The force is, like my sweetheart brother said for the last 22 minutes, it's the light of Jesus Christ. It's the Spirit of God living in our bodies. The most joyous thing in my life is the Holy Spirit, the Christ-like energy. That's why I happy chick when I be at Andy's Palace or wherever I may be, hither and thither from the Great Wall of China to the Great Sea of China, or to the India Ocean, and to the Royal Republic of Thailand, or into Calcutta, India, to Bengal, India, to Helsinki, to South New England, South England, in the UK, or whether I be in Jamaica, or whether I be in Miami, Florida, and right now we're in the Puget Sound Sea after Washington. So I is a happy chick. Why? Why am I a happy chick? Well, you just heard us talking about it for the last few moments. We are happy because the Holy Spirit we're in love with. We have approached the Son of God. We get introduced to this living power. Jesus Christ is the eternal energy inside of every human being that cometh into the world. He has given up his light, this divine spark dwells in us. So how do I survive? I survive by the powers of Christ. The book of Corinthians says, I walk not by sight, but by faith. I told a lady that one day when I was going to Vision Quest Gym about 13 months ago, and she said, sweetie, how did you do it? You take a bus, you take four buses, you go to Edmund's Gym, and you go, you cross the street, and you have your stick. How are you so happy? How do you do it? And I said, sweetheart, you know the scripture says, I walk by faith, not by sight. That Apostle Paul was talking directly to me. She said, I believe it. I said, a lot of people who are not in my eye situation, that scripture means a hell of a spaghetti to them. But when you, not that you got to get blind to witness it, I wish no blindness on no one, I don't even wish blindness on a rat, let alone humans. But I tell you, situations happen, and when they happen, you deal with the light of Jesus Christ, and you contact that divine intelligence within you. And that's how I is a happy chick. That's why I don't have room for complaining. I refuse to complain. Complaining does nothing but bring you down, sad, triste, unhappy. Then you start looking like a unpleasant person. You start looking like not handsome. So you see, my sweetheart, beautiful one, from the God University, and all the people all over the planetary system, and heaven, hell, earth, and throughout the world. We want to let you know that the name of the game is to be thankful. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving season. Merry Christmas. This is Christmas season. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, according to the church way of celebrating Christmas. Usually, Advent comes the first Sunday after Thanksgiving and goes throughout New Year's. We have Advent all the time, my brother, don't we?
We
celebrate
do.
The Christ child every time, because in Orcas Island, Washington State, they got, don't people over there celebrate Christmas? Recognizing the inner light, that's what it's all about. The Christ within you. The word Christ means anointed light, the divine light of Jesus Christ. The good news, like my brother said, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is in us right now. If you accept Jesus Christ, you don't have to die and go to heaven to wait for some glad morning when this life is over, when life is promised to us right now. The kingdom of Jesus Christ, the Aranius power, the holy Shekinah glory, the Shekinah glory is Yahweh energy. Yahweh energy is the Holy Ghost, the power on the West Coast and all other coasts, that when we accept this wonderful Holy Spirit, the light of Jesus Christ, the very light that God spoke to in the water years ago, thousands of years ago, when he said, let there be light, and the waters and all that, and the energy was in the waters, moving on the face of the waters. Well, sweethearts, the good news, this same light that lighteth up the world is the same light that's in us. You see, human beings are magnanimous people. That's why Kyler the dog, I think, likes me, my brother. When she comes to me, she talks to me. She jumps up on me. She dances. Why? She must feel the Christ light. She must see some kind of radiance in me. I don't know. I do know. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Jesus, Lord Christ of all.
You got that right, baby. Jesus, baby. That's the only way to go where we're going is Jesus, baby. Knowing about this King Jesus, the Son of God I'm talking about,
yes.
This dynamic son, as I told you Sundays ago, this Son of God, Jesus, is some son. I mean, he's recognized throughout the whole universe. Universes,
whoa.
Let's put it that way. He is a master. And this Jesus, he's a special one. You know why? Because he came in human form. It's sons of God in other planetary systems and other planets. It's all kinds of suns. But he stands out because he died and he came in our human form. Is no sun, no universe that's ever done that before.
Did he die of diabetes? Did Jesus?
No, he didn't die of diabetes.
Explain that. You say he died. Like, what do you mean? He died of sickness? Asthma?
No,
COPD?
No, people know what he what I mean. He died for our sins.
Oh, he was assassinated.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, brother.
You can say assassination.
Okay.
But he died for our sins, the sins of the world here, that we may have a right to live and to live in life forever, to be overcomers. Now, it's no other son of God in worlds. It's trillions of worlds. And you know, it's I don't know how many sons of God there are in worlds. And most of these worlds have a father and a son. Now, this world, we have Jehovah, and then we have Jesus. But Jehovah gave it all to his son. Now, this is the first time that that ever happened. And Jesus is the brightness of the Father. I mean, this being is something else. I mean, it was foretold. Even Moses said, who is that being? Jehovah, who's that being, that bright being? Oh, that's my son. Oh, wow. He's dynamic, you know. I mean, everybody was been like Jesus because he was so full of power and glory, even at the beginning. She didn't like him. She was before Eve. You look in the Gospels of the Bible. She went and cursed him out, cursed Jehovah out, and she was something to deal with. Let me tell you that. Niggabite. She just went crazy, you know, and everybody don't like the sun. You know why? Because of his love, because of his brightness, because of his stature. I mean, this Son of God, he's a magnificent being. Everybody in the world should be worshiping this Son of God. I mean, this is his favorite planet. You know why? He came in human form on this planet. He loves you guys excessively. He loves us excessively. There's no other Son of God that's done that. Not even the Father don't even do that. You know, he loves us excessively. And he's known throughout the universes. Now, that's something. A Son of God known throughout the universe?
That's big.
That's major.
Father big.
And you guys put him like he's nothing?
Right.
And on this planet, and everybody on other planets know him, they say they give great respect to him.
Yes.
You know, and here on this planet, oh, Jesus, oh, you curse his name, you do this in his name, you do that in his name, on the negative. Let's uplift this being. This being is worthy to be praised. Remember, he's in charge. Check this out. He's in charge of the Holy Ghost.
What did
he's
you
in
say?
He's in charge of this. He's in charge of giving us the Holy Ghost.
Now,
that's
wait
going
a minute. that's gone a little bit of Jack O'Neill. That's gone to Marshall Lynch. Mark, what did you say? Now, explain that, sweetheart, brother.
Now, usually, you know, the Holy Ghost is the divine intelligence.
That's a lot of power.
You know, it's a power.
Holy
that Holy Ghost. Remember, Jesus came from the Holy Ghost in fire.
Wow.
Now, the Holy Ghost really submitting to him, and he disperses it among his children.
You don't say.
Now, this being, it's no other being in the universe that do that. I'm going to tell you that
oh,
now.
My Marshall Lynch.
Even the Father, the Lord Jehovah, doesn't do that.
What
you know?
Say?
So this being is something else. He's something to be reckoned with. And on earth, you take him for granted. You know, you came to this earth, and you have a chance to become a god of gods real fast. The other planets, it takes eons.
Oh,
it takes
years?
Thousands of years to become
Whoa.
That. They have it so easy, but they grow slow.
Right.
Here, you grow fast.
Keep you a tail on this planet.
Yeah, you grow fast on this planet. I mean, you have to move fast. You come to America, everybody wants things now. Other planets, it takes forever. Everything is slow. Everything is divine, but it takes forever to overcome. Here, you can do it in a lifespan. And people envy this planet for that. You know, you can grow really fast here. And I'm just explaining this Son of God why you should be in love with Jesus.
Yes.
You know, he's the one that gives you the Holy Ghost. You can't get any other way. You got to go through him. You got to praise and love him to get that divine love substance. That's what it is. It's a divine love substance guided with wisdom.
Right.
And Jesus gives that to you by his love. He loves you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many people you killed. I don't care how many people what you hoard or did, whatever, or if you have AIDS or whatever. It doesn't matter what race. It does not matter. He loves all races. You know, some people didn't love Jesus because he was dark-skinned. You know, they were racist because of his skin. He's Hebrew.
Right.
He's Hebrew like I am. He's Hebrew. So
I thought it was Germany.
No, he's Hebrew. Germany.
He's not English?
Germany. No.
I thought he was a soul brother.
No.
Compton, California.
Hell no. Hebrew that time. No. He's Hebrew.
From Jerusalem.
Yeah, he's Hebrew.
Jerusalem.
I mean, he's dark-skinned, but he's not a Comptonite. No.
Okay.
No, he's not. I mean, he loves all beings.
Yes,
I don't care if you a niggabite, I don't care if you England, I don't care Japanese, you're Asian, you're East Indian, you know, Norwegian. It doesn't matter. Native American.
Even France?
in France,
where they had the problem,
Eskimo. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. He loves all people. Some people think he just loves them and this,
right,
this and that, and he's this race. You see all these pictures like he came in this way. No, he's Hebrew. He's Hebrew. That's it. Case closed. He came through the Jewish sea. Very strict sea. You know why he came through that? They're very strict.
Oh, yeah.
And they're eating. They're very strict.
We
that's why he
no
came
pork
in there. Yeah, that's why they don't eat no pork.
No.
And then Christians in America eating pork? He's a Jew.
Right.
He definitely don't eat no pork.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Pork.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He's a Jew.
Yes.
And you guys eat it like it's like, he's a Jew. You want to follow him? He's a Jew.
That's
he
right.
don't eat pork.
Follow his principles.
Follow his principles, you know? Well, you know, I don't want to get into pork right,
right
now, but
right.
it's not good for you. Don't eat the pork or the rat.
That's right.
Or the mouse.
Yes.
Says it right in Jehovah's Scriptures.
That's right.
And Jesus backs him up. Then Jesus go even farther. He says, if you even desire and think about it, you sin.
That's right.
You think he's a nice guy. He's not a nice guy.
No.
He goes further. Jehovah says, don't do it. And Jesus comes right behind him and say, wait, if you just think
if
about
think
it
about
and
it.
You desire it, you already sin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hormone. Don't do this. If you just think about it and stuff, you already committed to sin. That's strict.
Yes.
You know, and most people say, oh, you know, he's really nice. He just don't take him for granted. I'm telling you, you don't want to take him for granted. Very loving, very merciful, but very aggressive. You seen him in the temple. He knocked the temple down.
That's right.
He came in there. He's not a nice guy. You
no.
know, people think he's a nice guy. He's
right.
not.
No.
He's very loving, but he's not a nice guy. I'm going to tell you that right now from previous experience. Not a nice guy.
That's right.
Jehovah, he likes life and causing trouble. He even said,
oh, yeah.
You know, the Son of God, Jesus said, you know, my Father, he likes trouble. You know, we know he likes trouble. Everybody knows Jehovah likes trouble. I love Jehovah. I mean, he loves trouble.
Oh, yes.
The Son, different personality. Two different personalities. Everybody thinks it's all one. Two
no.
entirely different personalities.
That's right.
Entirely. Jesus is more business-like. I mean, he jokes around, but Jehovah likes to joke. I mean, he likes stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he loves earth. Said, man, I never in my life seen nothing like this on earth. This going on, that's going on. Because, see, on other planets, my loving brothers, I'm telling you this, it's real, it's holy.
Right.
People don't do all this stuff.
No sin.
No sin. This is the only planet that all this stuff is going on. That's why Jehovah Light's coming down here. He said, man, what's going on here now?
This is excitement.
This is excitement. Let me tell you this. I said, you know what, Joe? I don't want to hear all this. I'm here living here. You tell me all this stuff. I mean, hey, we know what's going on here. We're trying to do Son of God University is bring them to the consciousness of Jesus and his Holy Ghost.
That's right,
the
baby.
Name of power,
Jesus,
baby.
Baby. That's right, baby. I tell you, sweetheart, this is so real, and we can legally worship Jesus Christ. Is that correct, my brother?
Definitely so. The high beam like that?
Yes, indeed.
People are giving him homage on different planets.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and we on this planet, we're not doing that. We don't even say his name. We
right.
say Lord.
Yeah.
How degrading you say Lord?
Right.
And then when you do say Father, you ain't thinking about Father Jesus. You're thinking about Father Lord Jehovah.
The trouble God.
Yeah, the trouble God. that's what you're thinking about. You want trouble? Call on him. He'll give you trouble. I tell
you. Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Because you see, sweetheart, God has ordained us to come to Jesus. The scripture said, all those that come unto the Father shall learn of me, Jesus, and they shall come to me. You see, because this is the world that Jesus Christ is in charge. He's the God and the Father of this planet, in case the people didn't know. And the pearl of great price, it declares it. The doctrines and covenants, it declares it that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Father of the heavens and the earth. Anytime somebody gives their life's blood for humans, that people might be forgiven and they might be salvaged and saved and redeemed, that God should be loved. And because this world was full of sin, that's why Yahweh, Jehovah, the Father God, Jehovah, has turned it over to Jesus. And Jesus recreated this planet, and like my brother said earlier, that he made it solid so it could be able to take sin and not be destroyed so soon. Because in the first four worlds that Jehovah made on earth, it was fragile. When negative happened, things happened, and the vibrations destroyed the world. But now it's more solid. And just in case if this planet gets destroyed, because the book of Second Peter speaks about the world catching on fire and things heating up, Jesus Christ could easily create another world. It's been done. He can do it. Nothing is hard for Jesus Christ. And It's also described, people wondering, the temperature heat up? Yes, it's verified in Isaiah 29th chapter, the 30th chapter of Isaiah, where the temperature, the average temperature on earth will become 365 degrees.
Now, how can a person live on something like that? You have to be filled with some kind of ghost holy.
You got that right, my loving brother. You got to, because, see, the light of Christ is penetrating the cannon. Glory to Jesus. It is time, you see, because with that great force of light penetrating our souls, I tell you, sweetheart, it is imperative that we worship Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Happy days. This is November the 29th and on this great planetary system, and we love you. We bid you speed of God, and we bid you Christ speed and Christ love. We are saying, c'est la vie. We love you. Until we meet live again on December 13, we are coming from you live in the United States of America, on the West Coast, the Pacific Coast, Seattle, Washington, home of the Seattle Seahawks. Good day, good night, and
Jesus, baby!